From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our Gospel program. I'm delighted that you're joining with us, and I trust that you'll continue listening and hear God's Word to your heart today. When everyone that belongs to the Lord is willing to speak for Him, is willing to work for Him, and if need be, willing to die for Him, then biblical Christianity will advance, and we'll see the work of God prosper in a way that we haven't seen it before. We should fear more than anything else the dead and cold formalism of the Church of Jesus Christ. Sometimes we talk about false isms, but surely there's no ism so dangerous as a dead, cold formalism. If we know the Lord, and if we love the Lord, then we should be up and doing for Him. We should be speaking His name and telling forth the story of God's redeeming grace and love in the Lord Jesus Christ. I trust that as you listen in to the Word of God today, that your heart will be touched and your soul will be blessed, as the Reverend Ivan Foster again brings another message from Mark's Gospel.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our program. We're turning immediately to the Gospel of Mark, the chapter 6, and beginning our reading at the verse 1.
And he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples follow him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, From whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph, and of Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. But Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honour, but in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk, and healed them. And he marvelled because of their unbelief, and he went round about the villages, teaching. Let's have some music. Here's one of the old-timers. Safe in the arms of Jesus, and it's sung for us by the SMS Men's Chorus, Greenville, South Carolina.
Sweetly my soul shall rest.
My subject this morning is entitled Tying the Saviour's Hands. For there is a most remarkable statement contained in the verses that we read together from Mark chapter 6. We read, please notice this, verse 5, we read that he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And why exactly was it that the Lord Jesus could there do no mighty work? Well, the last verse we read, the verse 6, tells us, he marveled because of their unbelief. The expression in the verse 5, that he could do no mighty work, is an expression that we need to understand. It cannot mean that it was impossible for our Lord to do a mighty work there, and that he was stopped and prevented by a power greater than his own. Such a view would be dishonouring of our Lord, and in fact would be a practical denial of his divinity. With the Lord Jesus, nothing is impossible. No, the Lord Jesus requires faith before he will work, and where there is no faith, he cannot work. That is the meaning of the expression. Unbelief binds the hands of the Lord. It is, therefore, a most dreadful sin, a very common sin, but a most dreadful sin. Let me tell you about unbelief. It's the oldest sin in the world. When the devil tempted Eve and encouraged her to enter into a conversation with him, it wasn't long until she had sinned by not believing God. The devil said to her, do you remember his opening words? Yea, hath God said. That was a question. And it was a questioning of God's word. It was a questioning of the trustworthiness of God. And sad to say, Eve fell victim to that temptation. It's the oldest sin in the world, not believing God. It's a sin that will rob men of the highest blessings. The Lord Jesus Christ comes amongst those who were his oldest acquaintances. He came to his own country, his hometown of Nazareth. But because of unbelief, they were robbed of the mighty works that Christ would otherwise have done. As we said, verse 5 tells us that he could do there no mighty work. I wonder what mighty works would have been done had not unbelief tied the hands of Christ. Maybe I'm speaking to someone today and unbelief has robbed you of God's rich blessing. You have for a long time now been in possession of the gospel. You know the way to heaven. You know God's formula for the forgiveness of sins. You know you must come to Christ, but unbelief has robbed you of these glorious blessings. How dreadful it is to be so robbed because of unbelief. Let me hasten on and say that unbelief is the most ruinous of all sins. And by that I mean it brings the sinner down to the ultimate depths of ruin. There are many sins that will bring harm and bring ruin to the life, but unbelief will bring a soul down to hell. It brought death into the world, and with it damnation. It will keep the sinner out of heaven. In Revelation 21, in the verse 8, these words are recorded. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and with brimstone, which is the second death. Unbelief will bring a soul to everlasting ruin. I tell you, it is the most ruinous of sins. But let me quickly say, it's the sin of fools. It's the sin of fools. The people in Nazareth had plenty of proof that the Lord Jesus Christ was worthy of their trust and of their faith. Did they not say, as they listened to him, that they were hearing one who had wisdom? Verse 2. Did they not acknowledge that he had wrought mighty works? That's also stated in verse 2. And yet, despite the power of his words, and despite the demonstration of his power through his hands, in the healing of the sick, in the blessing of men and women, they refused to believe and were filled with unbelief. Don't let this sin, the sin of a fool who shuts his eyes to the truth, a fool who refuses the evidence that is set before him, don't let this sin bring you down to everlasting ruin. Believe the gospel and be saved. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.